and we got to look at a lot of players tonight, you know, evaluate them against a good football team. And, you know, we'll take a look at the film and you know, correct our mistakes, build on it. And we got a quick turnaround this week in Tampa. And, you know, these are the days that we can, you know, as a team, really learn from a lot of these experiences, game situations, training camp practices and so forth to make our team better. So that's what we're going to do. But it was a good, you know, some good experience out there for us tonight. Some good situations came up. You know, we played against a good team, and you know, I thought we competed hard. Obviously, we didn't make enough plays to win, but there's some things to build on there and obviously a lot of things to correct. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll head to Tampa tomorrow night. So it'll be like a normal day after the game for us, and then we're headed to Tampa. Mm-hmm. What about it?
Does that affect you guys preparing? Obviously, you set up a schedule.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. We don't make the schedule.
Bill, this is the first time we've seen you since you guys added Jeff Demps. Can you just comment on that addition and what maybe drew you guys to
him? Well, we scouted him coming into the draft last year, and then he, of course, went to the Olympics after that. He was like any other undrafted player, so we worked him out and we agreed to it with him.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a level of concern about the protection early on, some of the passing game situations?
Well, I mean, yeah, the Eagles are a good team, so, you know, concerned about everything, but. Just go out there and play. We had like over 50 plays in the first half, and we had a lot of snaps there. So, got a chance to evaluate a lot of, you know, a lot of things against Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Bill, it's always good to practice the 2-point conversion. It seemed like after the first touchdown, there was a little discrepancy with the referees and a 2-point conversion. Can you talk about what happened with these things after that?
There was a half the distance of the penalty, and so instead of the ball being on the 2, it was on the 1. So we went for it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they address you and say that, you know, they didn't run a fight first or they were supposed to?
The ball's on the 2-yard line. It was a half the distance of the goal line penalty, so they put the ball on the 1. So we went for 2 points. I'm confused. What? Sorry. Well, he's one of the players that's been, you know, we have several players doing that, calling the defensive signals. We change it from game to game or within practices so that multiple players are able to do that depending on what could come up during the year. So now's the time where everybody practices it, and he's one of those guys. Yep.
Has instincts. Have you noticed
that there's instincts? Yeah. Well, you know, Nate's showing up around the ball, and that's good. I mean, there's certainly a lot of things he needs to work on, and it's he has his good plays. He makes mistakes, learns from them. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot of experience, but you know, he works hard. He's smart. He's getting better. So you know, we'll see how it goes here. How much we can build on tonight and the previous practices, and you know, see how much he improves going forward. Mulligan on that one. Yeah.
Starting Ryan Mallett instead of Brian Hoyer, was that just a chance to see Ryan against?
No, it wasn't. They played equally, so I think they probably played against the same players with the same players. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys playing out there, so I can't. It'd be hard for me to, you know, critique any individual player tonight. But it's always good to see him, you know, step up and catch the ball. Sure.
Coach, what was your evaluation of Mallett's play?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I can't try to watch a lot of guys out there. We'll go back and watch the film tomorrow morning, and then players come in tomorrow afternoon, and we'll take a look at it. I mean, I'm sure there were some good things. I'm sure there's other things that could have, you know, we could have done better, all of us, you know, every player, every coach included. So that's you know, that's what the preseason's for. That's what practice is for, and we'll try to critique all of our mistakes and correct them moving forward. So we're all in that category, players, coaches, you know, everybody. Some player, you know, you can't play all, you know, you can't play all the players in the game anyway. So we played some players more this week. We'll play other players more in other games. Some players didn't play tonight because of injury or personal situations. A couple other players didn't play. So.
How about the tight preseason schedule of 3 games in 10 days? How much did that affect your decision making process?
It's a factor. I don't know. I couldn't give you a percentage or anything, but you know, we take everything into consideration, try to do what's best for the team.
Was it a unique opportunity to maybe get some of your players against their ones that normally wouldn't match up quite that way in some games?
Yeah, well, I think every game is, you know, an opportunity, and we can't control what anybody else does. We can only control what we do, so that's what we do. We practice and prepare and try to get the players ready who are going to play in that particular game or we think are going to play. And then, I know we do what we do. You know, we can't really control what our opponents do, who they play, what they call. You know, we can't worry about that. Okay, anything else? All right, thank you.